Who doesn't love to see the face of a newborn baby? I enjoyed walking around the back and visiting with little Leo this morning and his dad Joe back there. A little bit bigger than Jesus, but only by a smidge. The shepherds rejoiced today in seeing the face of the baby Jesus in the stable at Bethlehem. The ancient Aaronic blessing from Numbers, which was our first reading, finds an unexpected fulfillment. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Truly, the face of the Lord shone upon the eyes of the shepherds as they huddled around the newborn Jesus. Jesus, true God and true man, the incarnate Word which dwelt with the Father before time began. Mary is the one who constantly shows the face of the Lord Jesus to others. She presents him to Joseph, to the shepherds, to Simeon and Anna, to the temple priests, to the Magi, to countless people in their travels. Mary is the one who pulls back his blanket, wakes him up with loving words, and shows his face to men, women, and children. Anyone who looks upon the face of her son is truly looking upon the human face of God. There's no hyperbole in these words. That's why we can and should call her properly the Mother of God, while at the same time acknowledging the Son's eternal filial relationship to the Father before time began. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For it is God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." Mary's unique role in salvation history is to reveal the face of Jesus to others. She does not preach herself. Her only interest is in her son's glory, her son's reign, her son's reception by us. In this way, we can also see how Mary is an icon, image, and archetype of the church. Like Mary, the church conceives and gives birth to Christ in every age. Like Mary, she is virgin and mother at one and the same time. Like Mary, she finds her deepest delight in revealing the face of Jesus to others. Not preaching herself, not keeping Christ's glory for herself, but communicating the face of Jesus and welcoming others to contemplate his person, his words, his actions, his teachings, his friendship, his love. This morning we hear from St. Luke an important detail in how Mary hears the amazing words of the shepherds who recount what they heard from the angels. The gospel says, "Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart." Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. And such a phrase is mentioned more than once about how the Mother of God experiences her maternal companionship with her son. The Greek word for Mary kept is centereo. It has the sense of preserving, guarding, and storing up. The same word is used when Jesus speaks about putting wine into new wineskins. New wine is put into new wineskins so that both are preserved, centereo. Jesus is truly the new wine of joy given to the world. By preserving and keeping her memories of him, Mary allows his mission to flourish. Never presuming, never assuming, never manipulating her son's divine work, but always cooperating. The Greek word used when Luke writes that Mary was reflecting on them in her heart is sumbalusa. It literally means piecing together, almost like one pieces together a large jigsaw puzzle. At first, there are so many disparate pieces, but eventually a picture begins to take shape and emerges, as she steadily focuses on the mystery in front of her. Although the child lying in a manger looks like all children in the world, at the same time, he is totally different. He is the Son of God. He is God, true God and true man. Even Mary's sharp mind needed the enlightenment of faith to truly see what he was all about, as she pieced together these different experiences of her journey with her son. Friends, this is how we as the church, the people of God, are called to walk in Mary's footsteps. In our lives, we receive so many messages, words, actions, daily events, signs and wonders and emotions. In the midst of all of them, do we really look upon the face of Jesus? Do we preserve and store up the sense of what he's doing in our lives? Do we piece together the small jigsaw pieces of our daily experiences with faith, taking them to prayer, turning them over in our minds and hearts through meditation, and raising our eyes to God for the help of grace? By doing so, we will become who we are. We become the church evermore, who, having contemplated the face of Christ, can then reveal his face to others. This face which generations of men and women long to see, the face of God which shines forth in Jesus Christ, the face of Christ who now shines forth from the church, virgin and mother of all Christians. As we continue to celebrate the days of Christmas, and we honor the Mother of God today, brothers and sisters, let us, like her, take all of these experiences of our lives and see them not just as random, disparate pieces, but to know that Christ is at work in all of it, and to keep and store up and to piece together these experiences so we can always look upon the face of Jesus and we can also reveal his face to the world.